Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Seating another person upon one's conveyance and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's practice in this regard. Hafiz Abu Ya'la rahimahullah ta'ala narrates from Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam proceeded for any battle or expedition, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would always seat a companion on the back of his animal. According to the narrations of Musnad Ahmad and Sahih Bukhari, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seated with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the same animal as they entered Madinatul Munawwara during the historical migration journey. Note, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a practice of riding alone as well as seating other people on his conveyance. Hafiz Abu Salih al-Shami rahimahullah ta'ala has listed the names of all those companions who had the good fortune of being seated behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his conveyance. They are Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Abu Zar, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd, Sayyidina Abu Malhi ibn Usama, Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit, Sayyidina Suhail ibn Bayda, Sayyidina Muaz ibn Jabal, Sayyidina Huzaifa ibn Yaman, Sayyidina Fadl, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Ja'far, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Qustum, Sayyidina Zayd ibn Haritha, Sayyidina Thabit Dahaq, Sayyidina Asharid ibn Sawid, Sayyidina Salma ibn Umar, Salama ibn Umar, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abil As, a slave of the Banu Buttali tribe, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In total, 31 companions sat behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A point to note here that it is sunnah. This sunnah would apply in today's times as well. If a person has the opportunity, he should give people a lift in his vehicle, intending to emulate the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Failing to transport fellow Muslims in one's conveyance without a valid excuse is unbecoming of a Muslim. Seating children at the back of a conveyance. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey, the children of Madina Munawwara would come out to receive him and welcome him. He narrates, once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had me seated in front, and one of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha's children came. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seated him behind, and in this way the three of us entered Madina Tayyiba. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once returned from a journey, and he seated Qassam in front of him and Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anhuma behind him. These were two brothers of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This indicates the intense love the children of Madina Tayyiba had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they would come out of their homes in eagerness waiting to receive Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, it is a glaring example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tender nature and extreme compassion, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seat these children, little children, with him on his conveyance. Indeed, in the ways of the Messenger of Allah, there is a sublime example for us to emulate. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.